Alright, so a lot of you are probably wondering, what happened to the Darn Diaries? Why wasn't there a new episode last week or the week before? Well, let me tell you something in this episode. Alright, as usual, I'm Darn Asatiari, and you're listening to the Darn Diaries. Welcome to another episode. Alright, so let me take you back way from where it all began. So April 26th, that was when I started to feel a little bloated because I had a little too much of pasta, and I also had like quite a lot of chicken mixed with soy sauce and like quite a lot of garlic powder. I mixed them all up and I cooked it. I thought it was pretty good at the time, but then because I wanted to try something new and whatnot, and then it didn't really sit well with my stomach. I didn't really feel too good because I felt full, but I felt a little too full and slightly bloated. I thought it was nothing, so I just kind of waited out and, you know, kind of sit around and just play with my phone and whatnot. And then that's kind of like when it started to like just stick. So I thought, you know what, maybe I'm just gonna work out and just go easy, and maybe not take a protein shake for today. So that's what I did. I worked out fine. I was able to lift quite heavy, which was surprising. And you know, I don't remember what I was doing that day. I think it was pull day or something. But then usually after I do those like a push or a pull day, I usually do these marches with like a kettlebell or dumbbells hanging on the sides as I carry them with my two arms. Usually that engages your core, and it did, but then I don't know, I kind of felt something tender on my lower right abdomen. So whenever I raise my right leg, that's when I feel the tenderness. And it's kind of I don't know. It's hard to explain. But it's just not comfortable. And it feels like it's not good. And it wasn't, for sure. I thought it was nothing. I kind of slept it off. I still felt a little discomfort when I tried to sleep. But I was able to sleep with, you know, adjusting my position and long hours of trying to adjust to that sweet spot. And I was able to sleep that night. Long story short, April 27, all the way through April 29, it progressively got worse. I was fortunate enough to get told by my mom to, you know, visit the family doctor, and I did. But unfortunately, there wasn't any appointments available that was immediately available to me. So I just kind of went for the one on Tuesday. So I booked the appointment on Saturday morning, and I went for Tuesday. So I was gonna wait until Tuesday, actually. And then Sunday came around, that's when it got really bad. I started to feel pain, the bloating was just not normal. I thought it was something that I experienced back in the day. I experienced one of this time before, and it was traumatizing, which I will explain another time. So, but basically I had GI stress. But this one was kind of different. I thought it was kind of the same thing. I was stubborn, and I just tried to sleep it off, but I can't sleep because it was painful. And so throughout the night I was just constantly battling with my mind. It's do I just wait until the morning, or do I just go to the ER, right? And if I'm slow to speak, it's just because I'm recovering slowly. So yeah, it takes a while, so bear with me. Okay. And long story short, I basically walked myself to the ER. I got admitted. They gave me pain meds, and eventually they transitioned me to like a holding area. And I immediately got a CT scan, and I got appendicitis. Yeah. And then they immediately transferred me to a room, gave me pain meds, and they immediately told me that I will be having surgery on that day, which was great because I wanted to kind of like get rid of this pain. I got surgery. It was done and done. It was my first rodeo, so I was just kind of calm and like just wanted to get this over with. And like the recovery process after that, it was brutal, let me tell you that. So to spare you like the not so pleasant details, I basically couldn't eat or drink. My bowel movements were irregular. Essentially it just didn't feel good, and I felt really bloated, and pain was like, you know, my friend essentially, always around from time to time, and I could barely sleep. And you know, afterwards I eventually had to put an NG tube. So essentially it's a tube that helps me reduce my bloating. It's really uncomfortable, but it helped at the time. It just wasn't pleasant. But thankfully, you know, after all that, I was able to get it off. I was slowly transitioned to like fluids and then eventually solids, and I finally got discharged after, I think, 11 or 12 days in the hospital, which was okay, I guess. So like, right now I have a long road of recovery ahead of me, but I feel like getting appendicitis really was a wake-up call to, you know, my lifestyle, my nutrition, and my, you know, my bad habits, I suppose. 'Cause like, I feel like my daily like routine and habits like really caused a lot of stress for my gut. And I have GERD, and it's something that I just wasn't paying close attention to, and that was on me. But right now I feel like I'm more in one with like how my body communicates with me. You know, if I'm full, my body will tell me to do so. If I'm tired, I'll rest. If I'm good to go, I'm good to go. If I need to move, I'll move. And so far I'm basically just relearning everything. And you know, I guess like I'll pause there, and I'll continue another episode like after I get kind of better. But yeah, that's what's happened to me. I hope you guys are all doing okay. Please take care of your health, especially your gut health. If there's one advice that I could leave you is, please choose foods that sit well with your stomach. Try to go for more healthy options. Go for whole foods and less processed foods. Limit your, you know, your sodium and things that cause you to bloat or cause, you know, acid reflux if you have acid reflux. And yeah, I hope you're all doing okay, and please exercise regularly. It really helps you. And I hope none of you ever get appendicitis. All right. I'm gonna rest up now. Hopefully I'll get better, and I'll publish this when I can publish this. All right, cheers. Thanks for listening, guys, and hope to see you in the next one. Cheers.